When you think about Jesus, what's the main image that often comes to mind? I mean, maybe there's more than one, that's really good. But I suspect that the images of Jesus as this gentle, good shepherd, caring, nurturing, loving, they're perfectly fine images, but it certainly doesn't express the whole scope, the whole reality of Jesus. The gospel today gives this other image about Jesus. I have come to cast fire on the earth, and how I wish it were blazing already. It's not the gentle, meek, and mild Jesus that we experience. Sometimes we need that shock. Sometimes we need to be woken up. Sometimes we need to experience that sense of the shout in the night when we've slowly lulled ourselves into a restful sleep. Because sometimes there are things that happen in our life that require us to change our ways, to experience a shock to the system in order to find that freedom and that life that we need. And Jesus is inviting us precisely into that today. He's inviting us into that encounter with a God who is calling us ultimately to life. It's all about the life, not half-hearted, not slow-baked, but this life that is full and vibrant and able to engage us and the world. And that requires us to wake up. This fire purifies. This fire is a sign of God's presence. It's in the fire of the burning bush that Moses first encounters God. It's in the fire of the pillar of fire that the people of Israel are led through the wilderness. It's in the fire of the Holy Spirit that falls on the disciples at Pentecost that the church is born. We always need this fire. We always need this life that brings true restoration, not the fake ones, not the false ones that we can so often be content with. The gospel calls us and invites us to life today. This cloud of witnesses that is inviting us into looking at Jesus, not to lose sight of him, to bring it to perfection for the sake of the joy that lies in the future. Jesus endured the cross, so we should expect nothing less than that suffering and that persecution that can bring us purification, that can give us the resilience that we need to fight through the battles that we must face within our own demons and to experience that freedom that comes from truly surrendering to the God of all grace.